Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is we admitted we were powerless, and we're talking about step one. And so the rest of that is we admitted we were powerless and that our lives had become unmanageable. So yeah, what would you say on that step one?
Good morning, Chas. Well, I would say we admitted we were powerless over people, places, and things, right? Because really, there's so much we don't have any power over, though we try our hardest to control it as codependents. And I certainly did in my orbit at one time. I tried to control everything, I'm sure. Did in such a nice way, it didn't look controlling or didn't feel controlling to me. But I can look back today and just see how fear was woven into all those situations, and how, because of fear, that initiates control.
Yeah.
And, and the program teaches us that we don't have, that we're powerless. The only thing we can change is ourselves, our attitude, right?
For sure.
How we respond to things, how we see things. That's the only thing we can change.
Yeah. When I try and control, it does get out of control. It just, things do feel unmanageable quickly.
That's what I was going to ask you, is what happens when you try to control?
Yeah. Well, I'd say the one thing that jumps out at me is with my son, just getting in there and, the more I push, the more he pushes back. And then it turns so messy so quick. And it does become unmanageable. And I become unraveled and he becomes angry. And we don't want to be around each other. And that's what happens when I go into react and control. That's what happens. It gets really messy. Really quickly. Mm-hmm. Really quickly, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's true for all of us when we interfere, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We're interfering. We're trying to change somebody or trying to manipulate a situation so that we're comfortable.
Yeah.
That we think it should go a certain way, but we don't know the greater picture. There's always a greater picture, and that's where if we just let things be and just trust God, admitting that we're powerless and that our lives had become unmanageable. And so what would be an example of unmanageability for you, Jess?
Well, chaos, that feeling of, just that feeling that happens, just chaos, messiness. Yeah. Just that feeling of loss of control, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your question? What did you just ask me? What did you just ask me?
You're asking me? You might want to hit rewind.
I think you asked, what does unmanageability look like?
Yeah, what does that mean for you? Where has your life become unmanageable?
It means obsessing, worrying. My anxiety has gone up. Like, I'm trying to fix it. I'm trying to, when my mind is doing that, like, it wants to fix it. It wants to fix it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how I know.
And fear's in there, right?
Oh, yep.
Ego's in there.
Yep.
And what happens when you just let things flow?
Well, it's a whole different feeling. I can, and that's what I was telling you this morning too. Like, Some things, I can just, like, initially, yes, there'll be resistance to it and maybe disappointment or whatever. But if I, and I'll use the silly example this morning, just things at work that I've had to change. Not wearing my AirPods to listen to my music and turning the van off at every stop, which is very hot. But I made a decision that I was going to do these things. And though initially I was resistant to it, it's like when I made the decision, I just do it now and I don't fight it. Yeah. So
there you go. That's it right there. It's, yeah. You surrendered, right? That's the key. You surrendered it. You accepted that this is the rules and you accepted it. And how is it?
It's fine. I don't even think about those AirPods. The heat gets to me, but whatever. I roll with it. Yeah. I don't even think about it.
Yep.
So I can do that. I can do that with a lot of things, actually. Yep. I will feel initial resistance, and but then I go into acceptance, kind of like the day when the internet went out. Oh my gosh, it was awful. But then it was like, okay, well, it's off. What are you going to do? Like, so with smaller things, probably things that don't have to do with people, gets a little messier when it has to do with other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And when I came into recovery, you know, my life had become so unmanageable. And I did try to control my drinking. Tried so hard. Tried so hard to do it on my own. And it wasn't until I hit that floor and really asked for help and was really done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it changed. Yeah. Not overnight. There was still resistance, but I came to a place of acceptance with that too.
Right.
So, yeah. What would you say your experience is with unmanageability and being powerless?
Well, I just feel like I've done a lot of surrendering and letting go these past years. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of letting go and, you know, hanging on. Things will quickly become unmanageable or when I try to control things, you know. Yeah, there's a situation with my partner that he made a really big mistake, a very careless mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And for a couple of days, I obsessed over it because it was a pretty big mistake, pretty huge. And it really rocked my world for a couple of days. And it's still not straightened out. It's been 2 weeks now. It was supposed to have been straightened out quickly, and it hasn't happened. So I've just been sitting in the unknown of not knowing how things are going to go. And for some reason, I've let go of it. I spent the first couple of days probably obsessing, like, wanted things to hurry up and get done. And these are some legal issues. And no, nothing happened. And then some part of me just decided to let go of it. And I really haven't given it much thought other than nobody's gotten it done yet. But I stopped worrying. And before I would have just obsessed and tried to force it to people to hurry up. And, you know, and I'm not forcing anything. I'm just trusting that it'll all work out. It will all work out. Yeah, I do trust that it will all work out. I don't need to control it. The old me would have been on that one. I would have been on it more than 2 days. I'd been on it until it was finished.
Mm-hmm.
Or not finished. But no, I don't like that feeling of trying to control something in my mind, not necessarily out there externally, but just even in my mind, trying to write the script this way, write it this way, you know, framing different ways in my mind that aren't helpful. So the only thing I need to do is surrender all of it and just accept that I don't know. I don't know the answers. I don't know when. I don't know how. But I'm just going to trust.
Yeah, so. Maybe that's why you feel so much peace lately.
Yeah. I've let things go. I've just let it go. Let everything be. Let everything be just as it is. Uncomfortable or not, just let everything just be as it is. And don't make stories. It's the stories that get us in trouble when the ego gets in there and starts to write the script. That's when things get really messy. So it's not necessarily just what's happening, but it's what we do with what's happening, right? What our minds do with it.
Yeah.
Our minds can create a lot of extra suffering.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just working on it. I don't like suffering.
Yeah. No. Me neither. Well, my mind likes it, but my soul doesn't.
No, your soul doesn't.
No, there probably isn't even any suffering in our soul's world. It's probably just a bunch of nonsense.
It's, yeah. No, if you...
Just made up. Suffering is made up.
If you read The Course in Miracles, you'll know that, you know, if you're not at peace, basically it's because it's the thoughts. It's not what's happening. It's our thoughts about what's happening. Right?
Yeah.
The stories we play, the fear, especially fear gets in there. Yeah, it makes it worse. Ego likes to make us suffer.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that our own ego wants us to suffer, but yeah, it does. And the more that we suffered as children, the more the ego has been conditioned to create suffering, because that's what it knows. Ego doesn't have its own brain. It's just, you know, it's just a collection of experiences, old experiences, repeating themselves over and over again. So if we want something better, then we have to let go of those stories and we have to create different stories. And probably the best one is just to give it to God every day. Just give your day to God, right? Give your cares to God. Give it all up. Surrender it. I think that's what I've been feeling the last week, is just an acceptance and a surrender at this moment.
Yeah.
At this moment. Yeah. No drama. No drama inside of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I created some drama yesterday.
I know.
I was all around the world and back.
I don't know.
Yeah, my son had a sore throat and a fever, and I'm like, it's COVID. It's got to be. There, what else could it be? Like, it has to be COVID. So, of course, my head goes into just, what are we going to do? Like, you know, like trying to figure everything out, trying to figure work out, looking at the time that I have off of work, like just figuring it out. And nope, wasn't COVID. It's the flu, which, you know, is still not great, but it's better than COVID. I mean, with COVID, you have to take a lot of precautions, especially with going back to work and being around people, and just, yeah, it's different. So, nope, not COVID.
That's an example of what the mind does, right?
I was ran with sure. The story. I was positive it was COVID. But that's what I get for being so sure. When I am so sure about something, like, I'm so sure. Like, nope.
No, it doesn't mean it's true because you're so sure.
I'm so sure. And then I'm figuring out every way to try and control it. I'm trying to figure out how to control it.
Mm-hmm.
And and he's over with his dad and his grandma, and I'm still trying to even after I'm still trying to control it, like, he needs to come home, I need to take care of him, like, he shouldn't be there. Well, he doesn't want to come home, he wants to stay there, and, you know, he's well taken care of there. So it kind of squashed that too. Mm-hmm. So we talked last night, and I said, okay, I'm going to let it go and let it be.
Yeah.
So for today, I am.
Yeah, let it be.
I guess that's those are my words. I guess those are my words today. Let it be.
Okay. Well,
your famous words and the Beatles.
Yes, let it be.
Let it be.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your word today?
Quiet.
You're funny.
Hey, while it's quiet, I'm going with it.
You're riding this one out.
I'm riding this wave.
Oh, I don't blame you for a minute. Any last thoughts?
No, I just, for anybody that's in the program that hasn't done their steps, I highly, highly recommend doing your steps. And, you know, you want to get them in deep so that you begin to live them. It's just a beautiful spiritual way to live. And I'm just so grateful for recovery and the steps and everything I've learned. So, yeah. And it begins with step one, you know, that admitting our powerlessness and that we can't control everything. And when we do, our life becomes unmanageable. Yeah. And there's just so much wisdom in that. So much wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah. And we also decided we'll do a step each week on here.
Yeah. Let's try to remember to do it like maybe Monday morning.
Okay. So maybe next Monday we'll do step two.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're super helpful. I know. And I was saying to you today that, you know, I don't say the steps every day anymore, but, and I was like, oh, I wonder if I forgot them. Cause I don't say them all the time. And then I started saying them to you. It's like, nope, they're ingrained. They're in there.
Yeah. They get in there.
Oh, yep. They do get in there. So, well, thanks for being here this morning and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!